This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. We're doing a remote taping with the Muskoka Discovery Center in Ontario, Canada. This is a great tourist destination, and we're going to learn all about what they're involved here. And they're next door to the Muskoka steamships that are very famous. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about our guest today, Wendy Fairbairn. She has held a leadership role at the Orillia Opera House, Algonquin Theater in Huntsville, Canada, Vaughan Playhouse Theater in Thornhill, and the Red Barn Theater in Jackson Point. She is the general manager for the Muskoka, Ontario, Canada Discovery Center. Our guest today on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. First, let's talk about what is the Muskoka Discovery Center. What is it all about, Wendy Fairbairn?
Well, the Muskoka Discovery Center basically is a place for you to discover the history of Muskoka, but also the wooden boats, the environment, everything you needed to know about this area and just didn't have an opportunity to ask before. So, we have wonderful exhibits here. We started off highlighting the steamships because we are associated with that organization. The overall organization name is the Muskoka Steamships and Discovery Center. Mm-hmm. We opened just under 20 years ago as the Grace and Speed Boat and Heritage Space. And our main theme at that point in time was to talk about these and how they came to be. And then we also had wonderful wooden boats. A number of the Muskoka boats that you see around today all were created here, built here. So that's why we started off with those items. This past few years, they expanded and we now have an edition called the Muskoka Story. The Muskoka Story basically tells of 250 years of settlers and 10,000 years of indigenous. So that was added on last year, 2023, to help people get a little bit of a better understanding of our history here. We have a tendency not to be as strong history buffs as our fellow Americans a lot of times, so it is kind of nice to have that bit of history here. So we've added from the start, when we started off as lumber and tanneries in this community, to boat building, to tourism, and we are still probably one of the largest tourist centers in Ontario when you look at Muskoka.
It's a beautiful, magnificent area. I've been coming up since I've been a child here. In fact, I was one of the last guests at the Big Win Inn when they were open as a hotel over 50 years ago. So you have a rich history here, don't you?
We do, and tourism is, like I said, that's a big part of our life at this point in time, but it has always been the largest, probably, industry for the Muskoka area, whether it was independent people coming up and cottaging, or it was, like you said, the resorts. We've seen so many, and sorely go at this point in time. We, the Steamship Association, were associated with the Muskoka Royal Hotel, and that was part and package of who we are. We basically had people come to the area, we would take them to the hotel resort, and you know, that's how they enjoyed life, getting away from getting away from the urban centers of like Toronto. So it was their break, and then high-end cottagers at that point in time, and we're back again with a number of cottagers. We have a large quantity of Airbnbs in the area, and we see our population quadruple in the summertime.
Let's talk a little bit about your relationship between the Muskoka Discovery Center and really next door, just a few hundred feet away, the Muskoka steamships with these historic boats that give wonderful tours. So let's talk about how you work together as a partnership?
Well, the steamships, basically the Seguin, is one of the oldest mail ships in the world. And at one point in time when we first had her here, she was the museum. And then we restored her enough that she was out on the water. So she was our first. Then we got in the Winona II. Winona II is a replica of these steamships. And Winona I was one of the very first part of the Muskoka Steamship Association vessels. We have just recently restored the Wanda III, which is a smaller sort of personal yacht. It was, if some of your listeners may be familiar with the Eatons.
Oh,
and
yes.
The Eaton stores. So Lady Eaton commissioned the Wanda to be built for her because she didn't want to wait for the steamships to get to her cottage. She wanted to be at her cottage before the steamships would arrive. So she commissioned that, and over the years it's been in different lakes, different spaces. It came back to us in the 80s. We had it dry docked for a while, and it was a decision whether or not to make it a museum or to put it back on the water. We are in the final process of putting the Wanda back on in the water, and that's our steamed green exhibit. So we took the steamship and have now converted it to an electric engine. It's the first of its kind in the world of a historic nature. So we've been working diligently with Transport Canada to get our boat certified, up and running for the upcoming 2025 summer season. So we'll be able to take out small guests on the Wanda. We're anticipating 24 to 35 people will be able to go on the ship at a time, and it will go out for 1 hour cruises initially. So that's added to our fleet.
Well, it's a wonderful place to come for a vacation, a getaway, a weekend, or even a week or a couple weeks to stay in the Muskoka region. And we recommend all of our listeners, if you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Montreal, or Washington, D.C., to come to the Muskoka Discovery Center in Gravenhurst, Ontario. If you have any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk at the Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 1426. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampo Legal newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampo Legal. The Ampo Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. Again, for those who just tuned in, Wendy Fairbairn is the general manager for the Muskoka Discovery Center. She's held a leadership role at the Aurelia Opera House, Algonquin Theater in Huntsville, Vaughan Playhouse Theater in Thornhill, and Red Barn Theater in Jackson Point. Our guest on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Let's talk a little bit more about this partnership you have. Do people come back and forth? They go on a boat ride, then they come over here, or they come over here to the Discovery Center and then go on a boat tour? How does that work out for a day or two of activities?
Yeah, so we basically have a partnership because we are one and the same, but what will happen is if you take a cruise on the one of the ships, you get a discounted price to come over here to the Muskoka Discovery Center. So instead of paying full price, you get a $15 ticket, which is a great opportunity to come in and see our space. And vice versa, if you come to our space first and you haven't been out on the ships, we get a 20% discount coupon to go out on the ships. So we do try to make sure that you get to see both aspects of our facilities.
Do you ever get the boat that I was on 55 years ago, the big one, does it ever come up here?
No, it hasn't come up here. Like I said, it's the Muskoka lakes are sometimes harder to maneuver through than you can expect. So it's there are some locks and some passageways, but a lot of the larger boats cannot make it from one lake system to another lake system.
Well, that will be something for the future to come, and then I'll make another trip from Buffalo, New York to be with you. Now let's talk a little bit more about preserving culture in Ontario and the Muskoka region, and what type of discovery of culture that you're involved with here with the Muskoka Discovery Center. How is this important to your culture, your heritage, your history?
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to sort of spend a little bit of time talking about our award-winning exhibit.
Please.
Miss Kay Oakey is our Indigenous exhibit. We're very proud of it. We won a national award this past May, and we were up against some very high-profiled museums out there in Toronto and Vancouver. So we were very happy that our small graveners came away with the exhibit. We were also nominated in the Ontario Tourism for Indigenous Tourism and we're one of two finalists. We'll find out this coming Wednesday whether or not we've won that award, prestigious award. So Ms. Kwaki was put together by Indigenous people for Indigenous and settlers. It was a great exhibit to have put forth. Our board have been thinking of this since probably 2018, have been working towards this. Then we, as we all know, COVID hit, so put that little bit of a damper in things. But then we reopened the package and were able to open the doors last August to the new exhibit. We put on 12,000 square feet to our existing building, and we've expanded it by telling the 250-year settler stories and then also the 10,000-year Indigenous stories. So it is, to me, it's one of the few places in Canada that is telling those stories together. And we have a very rich history here. We are also looking at future exhibits to always make sure that we're blending all aspects of our history. We're hoping to, our next exhibit will open in 2025, is Love Muskoka, Sustain Muskoka. It will definitely have a fairly heavy reflection on Indigenous caring mm-hmm. of the earth, because that's exactly what we want to do. Is we've got a beautiful, Muskoka is beautiful. Right now we're in fall leaves and it's just gorgeous up here. Wonderful waterways, extremely fresh water, beautiful fresh air. So we want to keep it this way for many, many generations.
Wonderful. This is interesting about Indigenous people, and this show hails from the United States, and we used to always celebrate Columbus Day, but now it's called Indigenous Peoples Day also. And I think here in Ontario and Canada, you're trying to look back to the past hundreds of years ago when Indigenous people lived here in the Muskoka region. Let's talk a little bit more about the importance of reliving your past and educating young people about this. Wendy Fairbairn.
Well, we find we've been lucky enough that we were able to do an Indigenous Interpreters Program this past year, bringing high school and elementary school children into the building, learning about the Indigenous history, which is not as strongly promoted in the school system. Most of the high schools in the Trillium Lakelands area, which is the district that we're in, now have an Indigenous Studies course, and we had five high schools come into our space within the last year in regards to Indigenous studies, being told the stories by Indigenous interpreters. So we have currently three interpreters on staff, two Mohawk and one Anishinaabe. And basically what they do is they take the students up into the Miskwaki exhibit, take them through it, tell their stories, and each of them has different stories. Each of them has different histories that they're putting. Because a lot of Indigenous stories are passed on, not written down. So we're trying to pass that on to the children, and it's just wonderful. I had one student from Bracebridge High School mention to us at the end of the tour that they were here that they didn't know all this happened. It was just sort of an enlightening for them to find out, because over the past few years we have had the negative history about the residential schools, and a lot of that has been part of package of the education program. But she felt nice to hear the other parts of the stories, how the Indigenous people had a wonderful government, did trade within each community, had all that education, and she said that wasn't part of her education. So to have that available here. We're also expanding our Indigenous interpretations. We were working with Connect North, which is an organization that does live streaming of classes all across Canada, and one of our interpreters will take a tour and have classrooms ask questions at the end of it.
Very good. Again, we're speaking with the General Manager, Wendy Fairbairn, of the Muskoka Discovery Center in Muskoka, Ontario, in Gravenhurst, Ontario, learning a great deal about this Muskoka Discovery Center. And for those listening in Albany, New York, or Toronto, or Northern Florida, this is a real good place to take a vacation and a trip and take a tour here, and also go on the Muskoka Steamship Tour. Let's talk a little bit more about the history of the Muskoka Discovery Center, founded in 1973. What have you done in the last 50 years?
Well, the Discovery Center wasn't founded. It was the Muskoka Steamship Association. So it's in working on restoration of the Seguin. Then we took on the whole build of the Winona too, because that is we raised funds for it, we put it together, and we then had to sail it. So again, it's working towards always preserving the history of the area. In the Muskoka Discovery Center is only, like I said, a little under 20 years old itself. That was at the same time that the Winona was being created, they decided they were going to build a museum at the same point. So it was our wonderful board. We have a very active board of directors, very dedicated, very enthusiastic, maybe, for the history of the area. They want to make sure that the history is preserved. Initially, a lot of them were heavily into the wooden boats, which, as I said earlier, the building of wooden boats really was dominant here in this community. We had a workshop right on the property that we're sitting on today. So it was very much that was their forefront. But then they chose to look at beyond the ships, beyond the boats, beyond the tourism, and that's what brought them into the Muskoka Discovery Center and bringing back the history of our community.
Let's talk a bit about the Canada's Muskoka District. You're part of it with the Muskoka Discovery Center, with the steamships next door. What about the Greater Canada Muskoka District? What is it all about? Wendy Fairbairn, General Manager of the Muskoka Discovery Center.
So the district is really, we pride ourselves, I think the Muskoka District really prides itself on the natural beauty of this space. We have a number of trails. We always comment on the fact that we're known for our waterways, the beautiful tourism, but we also are very conscientious. We have associations such as the Watershed Council, we have the Friends of the Watershed, we have the Muskoka Conservancy, which is looking at trusts at this point in time. So we are very conscientious, the District of Muskoka, about what is in the community at this point in time and where we can go. But it's a big space. When we look at our space, because we're currently in Gravenhurst, Bracebridge, Huntsville are sort of the little thing up the Highway 11, but Muskoka goes all the way over to Georgian Bay. So it's a massive amount of land and property. A large percentage of is trees and wetlands. So we are always looking at where we can go for the future in preserving those items.
Very good. For those who just tuned in, we're speaking with Wendy Fairbairn, General Manager of the Muskoka Discovery Center in Gravenhurst, Canada. It's a great destination to go for a tour, spend an afternoon, then partner with the Muskoka Steamship so you get the historical presentation and then you're back on the water. Again, Wendy Fairbairn has had a leadership role, the Aurelia Opera House, Algonquin Theater in Huntsville, Vaughan Playhouse Theater in Thornhill, Red Barn Theater in Jackson Point. If you're listening in West Seneca, New York, Toronto, or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, The Bet, 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. Let's talk about how you're membership based. How you become a member, what benefits you have, if a membership entitles you to so many visits with your family and friends. Tell us about that. Wendy Fairbairn, General Manager, Muskoka Discovery Center in Canada.
Our membership based and volunteer heavy. So our membership, we have a few categories. We have an individual, we have a couple or partners. We also have a membership called family membership and corporate membership, and then we have friends of the Muskoka Steamship Association and Discovery Center. So each of the memberships have different levels of gifts. So I'll go with the partners because that's our most dominant one. Mm-hmm. So for two individuals, you can come to the Muskoka Discovery Center at any point in time with no additional charge for admission to come into our space. You do get free membership cruise once a year, usually in May. You also get discounts on membership cruises for if you're bringing some additional friends. So, or if you're bringing additional friends to the Muskoka Discovery Center, you'll get 50% discount on that. That's a $100 fee. You get a newsletter. We send out 7 e-newsletters, and our newsletters go all over the place. We have some people in England and in the Barbados and all throughout the United States as well as all across Canada that are members of our organization. So they receive our newsletter. We update them on different things happening, but also we put a lot of history. We have a group of archivists that tell stories and we'll talk about different stories. So those go into our newsletter. We also have a hard copy newsletter. And then with any membership, you get a right to vote at our annual general meeting.
Good, good. Money makes the world go round. You need money to keep the Muskoka Discovery Center alive. It's tax deductible. Tell us how we can make a donation, if it's a dollar or $100,000, and get a tax deduction, and where the money should be sent, how it should be sent. Wendy Fairbairn, General Manager, Muskoka Discovery Center in Ontario.
So the other category of membership I mentioned earlier was friends. Our friends basically make a tax receipt donation of $1,000 or more. Many of them have made donations of $200,000, again, just because of the love of the what we're doing here in the community. We have it on our website, which is www.realmuskoka.com. You look up membership and then click on friends. There is a Donate Canada button there, and you can make the donation and you'll receive your tax receipt right away. So that is always the easiest route to go for making a donation. We always have different programs going on at this point in time. The Wanda 3 was under restoration and we are still looking for funding. So that is one campaign that is available, and you can get your name associated with it. So again, we have large donors who have put in $200,000 for it, and we'll have a sort of like a sponsorship for that program. We also have large large businesses such as Scotia Bank, who made a large contribution of $500,000 for the Meskwaki exhibit. So there are ongoing dollars and cents that you can put into different campaigns if you have a specific interest. If you're looking to preserve the steamships and the history of the boats, or if you're looking to preserve some of the history here in Meskwaki or in Balding. And then again, as I said, we're doing La Muskoka Sis Muskoka, which is very much an environmental exhibit that is we're looking for funding as well.
Very good. Again, we're speaking with Wendy Fairbairn, General Manager of the Muskoka Discovery Center in Gravenhurst, Canada. Thank you to those who called regarding our recent guest, former New York State Governor George Pataki, self-made billionaire John Katsimatidis, and Brigadier General Anthony Tata. We have a minute left, Wendy Fairbairn. Why is this education so compelling at the Muskoka Discovery Center?
I always look back on what I hear from people who've come from all over the world, and what happens when they leave the building is that they're touched. And I think that's huge, because again, sometimes we haven't told the story of our Indigenous peoples here. And I think that touches a lot of people across the world at this point. It is great to understand what our history is. We hopefully can learn more from our history so that we better our future. And I think that's what I find is very important at this point, is to learn from our past in order to preserve and look for the future, not for us, but for our children and our children's children.
Very good. We urge all of our listeners to the BET AM 1520 to come up to Gravenhurst, Canada, to the Muskoka Discovery Center, spend a day, learn about the culture, heritage, and history of the Muskoka area, and then take a steamship ride right next door on Muskoka steamships. Again, any comments or thoughts, please write to Brian Rusk, BET AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Thank you to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 15 years, and thank you for enlightening us regarding the Muskoka Discovery Center, Wendy Fairbairn, General Manager, Muskoka Discovery Center. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.